adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Carolla.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Yeah. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician, an addiction medicine specialist, and tonight we're very excited to have our old friends Everclear in here. Art, Greg, and Craig are all here representing the band. The CD came out yesterday?
Tuesday.
Close. Songs from an American Movie. I saw the guys on the Tonight Show Monday night, sounding very good. Backup singers,
full effect.
Couple guys on the Skins next to Craig. There was another guy.
God, there's no getting by you with that hip lingo, huh?
Yeah. Another guy tickling the 88s, and it was really, there might have been maybe 12, 14 people out there on stage.
Everclear is not just a family, it's like an epidemic.
Yeah,
it's really growing,
and it sounded great. And oftentimes, and this happens to me a lot actually, I see bands that I like live, and then I see them on TV, Saturday Night Live, you know, so. Leno or something. And it seems a little flat because sometimes it just doesn't come across. I don't know if it's the sound. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the energy. But
I hope you're going to say that these guys came across.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Keep going down that path. No, these guys.
And, you know, it's the same thing with you guys. You guys just can deliver. Can I say something right now? I have
yes.
a confession, and you know, I'm sure you guys get a lot of it, especially you, Drew. But. Until last week, we've been in the studio recording our next record, the rock record, and at the end of the night, we're just kind of sitting there watching the tube, and the thing we've been watching is The Man Show.
Oh.
I've never seen it before.
Yes.
And I love it. I've never seen it. Before, when you were bragging about it, when we were interviewing, and you were bragging about how cool it was,
okay, whatever.
I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. I heard it was stupid. But see, I heard that from women. Women hate your show.
That's right.
Women hate the Juggies.
That's right. They're jealous.
And women hate the girls jumping on trampolines. And I think I speak for every man that... it's pretty awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Art. We do appreciate the endorsement.
That's okay.
But
you didn't have to kill off Rosie O'Donnell like you did.
That was so cute. Fell down a well. It was just I'm surprised the other news stations didn't pick that up.
They dumped a whole truck full of tasty cakes down the hole.
We tried to keep her going.
And then they decided to pour cement down while she was singing a show tune.
How'd you like the guy that had seen her fall in the well? The old guy?
I just saw her going after that meatball.
It was
fun. I was bummed because I wanted to see celebrity camel toe.
Camel toe, man.
I wanted to see that.
Yeah, I wanted, you know, the thing that was funny is we've been hounding the network about letting us do camel toe match game.
Oh, my God.
for the last two seasons.
I could have nailed at least two or three of them.
We take popular.
All right, yeah.
Match of the camel toe. And they were like, no way are you going to do that. So we said, well, what if we just break into it, and that's what we did.
You guys really wanted to go the whole 9 yards.
I really did, and
but
I wish the man
wouldn't let you.
I wish Rosie hadn't fallen down that well, but and then they had to seal it up with cement at the end so that further tragedy wouldn't happen.
Enough about you. Let's talk
All
about
right.
us.
Let's talk about Everclear. The I've been hearing the CD everywhere. By the way, I've been hearing it on, you know, K-Rock and the alternative stations, but I've been hearing it on every station.
Yeah, it's becoming a bona fide pop hit, actually, which is really frightening for us.
Yeah, but good, too.
It's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. You know, the whole thing is it's like the alternative stations across the country, including K-Rock, are now playing AM radio, which is the second single, and a little bit more of an edgier song. And that's pretty cool because, you know, They want to. We have a really good relationship with all the alternative stations, so they're kind of trying to, you know, they're kind of pissing us off a little bit because it's not following the program.
Right, right.
But, you know, hey, man, they're playing our song, so.
And when is, and by the way, I want to apologize to the band for my demeanor last time.
For totally blowing us off?
We were in the studio. I hadn't slept in a day. I had to get up early to do some man show crap.
Out partying with the juggies, huh?
And I call it swinging, but yes. And we were in here till about 1:30 in the morning doing an interview. And
we weren't.
My attitude couldn't have been worse. It just couldn't. Well, maybe 12:45, 1 o'clock.
Like 12:15.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
You're like, oh, I gotta get going. I gotta get going.
You look really good on camera, all sweaty and just like, you know, those bright lights in here.
Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure none of it was usable. Well, Art, when is the marriage? Because Drew and I,
we got our
invitation.
It's August 13th.
And although we rarely go to anything, we really want to go to this one.
Yeah. We'll come to
the party.
Millennium. Okay. You guys got to come Friday, though. You got to come the Friday before.
Is the wedding on a Sunday?
It's on a Sunday, but the Friday before is when we do the bachelorette party,
right.
And we take the whole... We've rented a whole big steamboat, a river boat called the Sternwheeler, and it goes up and down the Columbia River, and we've got a disco band from L.A. here, Booty Quake.
Oh, great.
So we're flying up for it, and we're going to have chicks in cages dancing and some guys in cages dancing, you know.
If
you like to swing that way.
I'm there.
Yeah. It's going to be a party.
It's going to float up and down the river.
And then you can spend all Saturday just... like decompressing, basically, and enjoying Portland in the summertime.
I love it, and my only lament is that when Kennedy from MTV finds out who had her wedding in Seattle a couple of months ago and begged me to come out there, she's going to kill me.
A virgin before she got married. I'm a lot more fun.
I'm there. Drew, we're doing it. The 13th, right?
Good time.
The 11th.
That's a good time.
Well, the 13th is a Sunday, so got to go up the 11th.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Drew, don't bring your wife. We'll have a good time, right, buddy?
We will have babysitting for accredited...
For Adam.
Yeah, for the kids.
For Adam.
We'll have a babysitter for Adam.
Rich?
Yo.
You're 25.
Yep.
You're on with Everclear.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Rich?
Hey, I have a question for whoever.
All right.
when I'm about to have sex...
Yeah.
I probably get too excited or something, and it goes Limp Bizkit, you know, Mr. Limpy.
Right. Every time?
probably with just new girls.
Yeah, it's not with like a steady girlfriend, it's with someone new?
Yeah, like all, you know, new girls I go with.
Intimacy, right?
Yeah, right. When I'm
anxiety. Just the fact that he's nervous going in, and he's probably smoking a little pot and doing some alcohol or something else that makes it not work.
Like that. When I do the alcohol, it helps me out a lot, you know. I'm,
oh, yeah.
Real stiff, like I last, all
but
night.
Rich, right. But the point is...
We got the point.
When you're nervous, things don't work right. That's why the male... functions. Is
yeah,
anxiety tends to make, and then the anxiety about it potentially happening makes you more nervous, and that makes it even happen worse.
Yeah.
You know, speaking for myself, it's an intimacy issue. You're 25. I'm in my late 30s. You know, the whole one night stand thing just doesn't really work for me. I know Adam's going to really not.
Is that intimacy or comfort?
I think it's intimacy. I can't get intimate like emotionally
right.
with people that I don't know very well. It's
right.
like when I met my fiance, we got together relatively quick, but we didn't really like consummate it and make it really, you know, it didn't really get good for a while.
Yeah.
It was good from the beginning, but it got better is what
right.
I'm saying.
Right.
And a lot of times it's just, you know, I think especially as you get older, after you get past that, what's that prime of 18 to 20? You know, where you're just basically, you know, a fountain.
Weird fountain.
Yeah, you get out of that, and it's just, I think, you know, unless you're Adam Carolla, it starts making more sense just to take it slow. And
now
he's a fountain.
No longer a fountain. It's okay, man. After I saw that show, I know what that show is.
He's
all
a pop gun.
Yeah, if you call up, I'm watching TV, well, so be it. All right, so what Rich needs to do is find himself one girl, fall in love, and the penis will fall.
Or do what every other man does, masturbate before you go out on a date.
Alex, or during. Alex?
Yeah?
You're 15. What's up?
Oh, dear.
I'm the Brian fan.
Oh, you're the crazy Brian fan from back east?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. She was on. She called last time, right?
Yeah. She's a fan of this guy who played with us, who was our drum tech.
Yeah.
And then he played with us for a little while until he hit a little girl in Austin, Texas, and created a $100,000 liability lawsuit for us, which just went to a civil suit. So it's pretty interesting to me. This is a very sweet girl. This girl comes to all our shows, and she's a big-time fan. I just don't understand why she's such a fan of Brian. That's what we don't understand.
Maybe her dad knocked around a little bit.
Yeah, probably.
Was your dad a drum tech?
No. I'm a drummer, though.
You are?
Yeah.
Ah. Where are you calling from? What city?
New Jersey.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, why don't you just be a fan of Greg's, since he's playing the drums?
Greg is the best drummer in the rock.
She is a fan of Greg. She just put together this really cool little website she sent to me the other day.
Oh, really?
Me playing the ukulele.
Yeah,
on a surfboard.
She's a fan of us all. She's a super fan.
All right.
She really, Brian spent a lot of time with her. Do you have a question?
Yeah. I was wondering how you're planning to reproduce the sounds on the new album live.
Well, we, one of the things we have an idea about is that we don't usually try to recreate the album per se. We're not ELO. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, back in the 70s, got in trouble because they would have these really overproduced records, but then they would just play the tapes live and lip sync and guitar sync and do all those things. To me, you make a record and a live show are two different things. You got to be able to recreate it faithfully to a point where it keeps the integrity of the song. But at the same time, I don't want to do it exact. So we're going to use some loops. We've got a lot of secrets up our sleeve. We're going to go out on tour in February and tour on both albums, the album that just came out,
right,
and the album that's coming out at Thanksgiving.
And are you going to bring in any of those people that we saw on the Tonight Show with you?
All of them.
So that was it.
Those girls, those two black girls singing and the guy that was singing with them, are the singers of a band called Volcanic. They're from Orange County. Mm. I signed them to my label, Popularity. So we are pulling the full nepotism trip.
So
and
they'll be going
them,
out with you.
Taking them with us on the road this year.
Well, good, because it was a great sound, and you can't go wrong. Now, you didn't have, those people weren't at the Weenie Roast, were they?
No.
Okay,
well,
good.
Not the singers. We had the guitar player and the keyboard player.
Right. That's our touring band.
That's
David LaPrenzi on guitar, Mike Basil Turniak on percussion now, and, of course, the wonderful James Beaton playing on keyboards. And James played on the record.
Mary.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I guess it's better having the people played on the record out with you, right?
I think so. Well, you know what? These guys have been with us from tour to tour, and even with our crew. I mean, these guys are the best. They're like family. We cut them in on a little bit of the action, and it's good because it just helps people. You know, we take care of them when we're not on the road, and you know, I mean, every crew guy's goal in life is to never have to work a day job again, you know? And we try to make that happen.
Mary?
Yes.
You're 17. What's up?
About 4 years ago, I was molested by one of my teachers. And I just kind of gone out in the open with it, and I just started going to counseling and that kind of thing. Needless to say, my parents didn't know anything about it until now, because it turns out in the state of Georgia that if you are under 18, you have no... you have no rights as to privacy on your medical records as far as your parents go.
Hmm.
So, they found out about...
Just in Georgia?
Yeah.
What did you...
In a few states, but in Georgia. In other words, Mary, you can't keep them from knowing about an abortion, per se, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What did your teacher do to you?
We had a relationship for about a year. And basically, you name it.
How old was the guy?
He was 34 and I was 14.
Oh, my God.
What did he teach?
He was my theater tech director.
Mm. Wow. And
I'm a teacher.
At the time, were you into it?
He truly had me believing that he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was to me, because I'd never had anybody tell me that they loved me.
Right.
You were a little girl, but for his argument, it was consensual. He didn't rape you.
Yeah.
Right. So now what's happened? Has this guy been prosecuted?
He was just arrested like a week ago. And I guess my question is basically, my parents want to go through with this whole thing, and I don't know if I can, if I'm physically and emotionally strong enough to testify in court. And I'm afraid that if it comes, if push comes to shove, I'm going to say just drop it. And they also want to go through with a civil case because the criminal courts don't allow for any repercussions of the victim. And so all they do is pass punishment, which would leave us paying my therapy bills for the rest of my life.
Well, how would he be able to compensate you for that? Does he have money?
Not a lot, but just the fact that...
You would sue the school, right?
No, I would probably sue him, and we might sue the school system just to get records, because apparently they have a backfile on this guy.
Oh, well, yeah, if they got a backfile on this guy and he has a history of this, then you might as well just go for the whole nine yards.
Yeah, he's going to do it to other people if something doesn't happen here.
Yes, what you want him to do is a production of Pippin from The Big House, where he gets sodomized
by Charlemagne.
By Charlemagne is the grand finale of each show. Thank you. Hey, Mary, I know this is tough, and there's no easy answers here, and you've already been through a lot, but it's the type of thing where I think you need some closure on it, and you may, I know that sounds cliche, but you don't want to be 35 and have a family of your own and think back to this time and think to yourself you didn't prosecute this criminal. And I'm sure, or I would hope, that the powers that be have some people that can help in this department. I mean, this happens quite often. You know what I mean? I mean, they have, testimony from videotape where you don't actually have to be in the courtroom. And there are things like that.
Yeah, someone make it easier for you, Mary.
I've done that, and I've gone to child services, and I've done the videotape, but... I've kind of talked with my parents' lawyer, and they said that if they were defending him...
Are they attorneys?
They're attorney.
Her attorney is saying it's...
I see.
They would do what?
They would demand that I testify, because he has the right to face his accuser.
Well... So. Yeah, none of us are lawyers, and these are all things that you're going to have to investigate. But can you say to the people, explain to them how uncomfortable you are and have them explain to you why it's not going to be as bad as you think it is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I there's no easy answers here, but I would really suggest you do it. And I think you're right on the cusp, and I think you should do it.
And I kind of have another question that's kind of linked to it.
And you didn't do anything wrong. I mean, why? I realize it's difficult, but what's your greatest fear?
I don't want my parents to know the details. I think that's really what I'm pushing at is I want to scare them as much as possible. I didn't want them to know about any of it to begin with because I knew it would hurt them.
Mary, do you really think it's going to go away if you don't deal with it, though? I mean, for you? Obviously, that hasn't gone away. Or it wouldn't have come out now, right?
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly how I want to handle it, and I don't know. This would be more a question for Dr. Drew. I don't know if I need to go and try to find medication because I think I have a mild form of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right, that would make sense. And again, this is all stuff you should be doing. You said you have therapy, right?
I started therapy like a month ago.
All right, so you got to talk to the therapist, and maybe they'll refer you to a psychiatrist and get some more specific treatment for this. But take care of yourself, and it seems like we're all saying it'd be a good idea for you to get some closure and to finish this case.
But this is probably something you should talk about with your therapist.
With the therapist, absolutely.
And come to a decision between the two of you.
She doesn't want to push me either way.
I know, but
you guys can still arrive at something without her pushing you.
Yeah.
She can help you find out what you really want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mary?
Yep.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, bye.
34 and 14 says he's in love. And this guy has a history of this, apparently.
I'm just curious. You guys hear this a lot more than we do, and thank God. Because I just couldn't handle it. But do they really think they're going to get away with it?
I don't know. It's a very good question.
Do they really think that these 14-year-old girls aren't going to tell anybody?
Mm-hmm.
They think they're in love for the first time. They're getting shown love and physical love, and they're young. They're babies. They don't understand what's going on, and this man is basically taking advantage of them, and they really think they're going to get away with it.
But that's sort of part of being delusional and stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't think we could get away with it. On the other hand, we wouldn't try to nail a 14-year-old when we were faculty at some school. I mean, you know, unless we're drunk. You're dealing with the same mind who thinks it's a good idea to start a relationship with a ninth grader.
Yeah, that's true.
So all bets are off in terms of whether you think they should can get away with it or not. But yes, nobody can. It's only a matter of time. That's my big question for like Clinton or anybody else who's in a position of serious authority in this country. Don't you think? Come on. Something's got to happen eventually.
Yeah. I was on Politically Incorrect earlier this evening, and I got into this argument with this drunk fat writer who hates Bill Clinton. And we were just, Christopher Hutchins, I believe his name is.
That sounds right. Wait a minute. He was from In Excess.
That's Michael.
That's Michael. That's right.
Michael.
And what was his argument?
His argument is that they are the worst family, not the first family. And, you know, he's got a lot of arguments that I think are valid. But my whole thing was like, why are you so obsessed with them? You know? And Pat Boone was on the show.
It was a weird panel. Did he talk about the time he busted that man in the face who was saying obscene things to Debbie?
Pat Boone was on this show, and I asked Pat if he'd ever put a good ass whooping on a guy. And he was like, well, matter of fact, I have. Really? What happened? Well, a young gentleman, he climbed over the fence of our house, and he came in the back door, and he was using obscenities toward my daughter, Debbie. And, God forgive me, I couldn't control myself. He used the F word, and I reared back and hit him. Knocked him to the floor. Then later on, we made him some tea and sat down. And,
No.
Totally a fine young man.
Come on.
You know where, swear to God.
Yes, that was the story.
I met Pat Boone in first class on a flight. And older people were coming up to him and asking him for autographs. And he's a very gracious man, just a very wonderful man. You know, you can make fun of Pat Boone, but that guy walks the walk.
Oh, yeah.
He really does. He walks the walk. He talks. And you got to respect that.
And for a guy who's, early 60s now, kick some fairly serious ass.
You know, the classic thing about Pat is he lives right next door to Ozzy Osbourne.
As a matter of fact, it was Ozzy who hopped the fence. And he wanted to borrow a cup of rum, I think. Or Coke, I think it was. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Everclear's our guest tonight. When we come back, we'll talk to more screwed-up teenagers after this.
Oh yeah, everybody now.
Love Line will be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Whoever heard of finding out if you're pregnant or not before you even missed your period? Well, now you can, because now there's the First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test. Based on product instructions, you can use First Response 4 days earlier than any other at-home test.
Use as directed. See your doctor as recommended.
Just think, it's like knowing what you're doing for the rest of your life 4 days sooner.
Find out first with First Response.
Commercials are more believable if you get to know real customers. So on the line with me is Michael Weisbrod, a Geico auto insurance customer. Michael, tell us about the real you.
Well, I'm 5'11", 170 pounds. My turn-ons are sunsets, honest people, walks on the beach, puppies, and low-cost car insurance.
It doesn't get any more real than that. To join sensitive people like Michael, call 1-800-947-AUTO. You could save 15% or more. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest, the gum, and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest, the mountain, and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest the gum is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest the mountain is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest Powerful Mint Gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest Powerful Mint Gum, because some like it cold.
The July Sales Spectacular is going strong at Wilkins Toyota. During this special event, Wilkins is offering incredible savings packages on every vehicle in stock. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, there are unbelievable deals and an excellent selection waiting for you. At Wilkins, 2,000 Camrys, well-equipped with automatic, full-power, AM/FM cassette, and more, are only $16,995. But you must hurry. Only a handful remain. And during July, Wilkins Toyota has sale priced their entire inventory of remaining 2,000, including the all-new Sienna vans, fully equipped 4Runners, RAVs, and the all-new Tundra trucks. They're waiting for you at Wilkins Toyota with savings of up to $3,500. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payment for 90 days and absolutely zero down. We even have a great selection of late model pre-owned vehicles to choose from. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 and South Robert at 494.
Are you one of 17 million Americans who suffer from asthma? Then the following information can be important to you. Asthma is a chronic lung disease that may affect you or someone you know. Since 1985, Clinical Research Institute in Minneapolis has been conducting research studies to better understand asthma and its treatments. Clinical Research Institute is currently looking for volunteers with asthma to participate in an asthma research study. You must be age 18 to 65, a non-smoker in good health, and have a history of asthma. Qualified volunteers receive study-related testing and medication at no cost, validated parking, and payments of up to $480. Consider this opportunity to learn more about your asthma and asthma treatments. Call Clinical Research Institute today at 612-333-2200 and press 5. That's 612-333-2200 and press 5, or visit their website at www.clin/research.com.
Kinkle, wee-wee, number one, make a wet, pee-pee-pee. Whatever you call it, it's the cause of most diaper changes. But surprisingly, most moms and dads don't think it's reason enough to use a wipe, when actually there are germs left on baby skin after every whizzy, water, or winky. To help keep baby skin fresh and clean, use Pampers Wipes at every change, not just the obvious ones. Pampers Wipes every time, for a fresh, clean baby bottom, tushy, tuchus, or patootie. Pampers, we're right behind you every step of the way.
Time now for the weekly planner brought to you by Priceline.com. Brothers is the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Happy hour is from 4 to 7 and everything is 2 for 1. Even on event nights, Brothers, 430 First Avenue. Always the best specials, always the most fun guaranteed. Who's the best bartender in town? It's Shelly Miller. Join her every Friday from 9 to 10 at Spikers and Fridley. She'll be pouring your favorite refreshments and giving away prizes. Email, fax, or send a postcard to this station to win free Spiker Bucks to spend with Shelly Friday. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
Can't make it out to Popular Creeps, but still want to hear the show? Would you like to listen to Freedom Rock while you surf the web? Then check out Zone105.com. It's where you can get all the latest information on our specialty shows.
Yeah, you know, like, we'll be playing naked on Popular Creeps, or we'll be on Modern Rock Live.
Inquiring minds want to know. It's all happening at Zone105.com.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Hey, this is Pat Boone. You and I are listening to Loveline with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla.
Yeah. You could tell he was reading that because he's trying to make heads or tails of it as he was going with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. That's right. It's Loveline. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Everclear, our guest tonight. We got Greg and Craig in here from the band. Art is taking a leak, and we're going to hear something from Everclear, I think. What we'll do is we'll take a phone call, Yeah,
sure.
And then
play it to him?
Yes, yes. Drew, I don't like this next call. It doesn't look like any fun. Okay.
This is the other one.
Oh, clear fluid coming out of the anus? Well. James, we'll get the mic.
Craig's been there.
James?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I always have the guy pull out. Otherwise, I get that clear fluid dripping for weeks sometimes, it seems like. James, you're 23. What's up?
Yeah. I just started dating someone who's HIV positive, and I'm just wanting to get information on what's safe.
You're gay.
Oh, true. Please.
Yeah, true.
No doubt.
Well, they're obviously anal sex is not safe, right?
Even with a condom?
That is really risky behavior.
Okay.
Is it really?
Condoms break quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I believe the anus puts a little more pressure on the condom than the vagina does.
Can you double wrap it?
No, it makes it even worse.
Really?
Double wrap it.
Ah.
Yeah.
So James, maybe the anal stuff wouldn't be good.
Either way, right?
What's worse, by the way?
Being receptive is the worst.
Oh, it is?
Being the catcher.
Right.
I see.
That's bad.
Okay.
Where?
Pictures of...
I've heard on like from the CDC and some things online said it also could depend on the person's viral load.
Absolutely. If you can get his viral load way down, is he taking meds right now?
Yeah, he's pretty healthy. And
not healthy. What is his viral load?
Pretty low, under 100, I believe.
All right. So that definitely also will decrease the infectivity. It's when the disease progresses and viral load goes up that people are the most infectious.
What's a high viral load?
I haven't looked at those numbers in so long. Like over 10,000, I think.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Over 1,000.
So
anyway. I mean, London 100 is very low.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. He can finish under 100, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, James?
Yeah?
Where'd you meet him?
I was out one night and...
he wasn't under your bed?
No.
I see. You actually went outside.
At a club, actually. Just kind of ran into one another.
And when did he reveal to you that he was HIV positive?
The same night.
Oh, really?
That's nice.
He must be good looking.
Well, no, just
that's
a good
brash.
But a good guy.
Yeah. Very confident. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. Good. Excellent. And, I was just...
Did you go home with him that night?
No.
Some data just came out in New England Journal about gay men who have sex with men, and the incidence now in urban centers averages around 7 to 8%.
Yeah, I heard good guys say that.
It was like 2% in Seattle, and like 10-12% in New York. Is it really? And particularly men of color, James. That's the most.
How do you know James is a man of color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
How dare you?
I didn't say he was. I'm just telling him. Notify him.
Hey, word up, James.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a man of color. You sound like Meshach Taylor from Designing Women. That's why. All right. Is he a man of color?
No.
No.
Are you a man of color?
Yes, I am.
Right. All right. So you got to check his viral load, right? And the word load really shouldn't be in there. I crack a smile every time I try to tell someone to check that load. And better oral than anal.
Yep. Right? Wear the condom, mutual masturbation, that sort of thing.
How about a little mutual masturbation? What happened to mutual masturbation? You know what I mean?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why can't you guys just sort of have at each other in front of each other? That's exciting, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
like you're back in camp.
Maybe you're... Wait, James, I didn't hear you. What was that?
No, that's why I'm interested in this person. I'm pursuing to find out because he's willing to, you know, take safety precautions and do other things,
good.
You know.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. And what about...
Sounds like a good guy.
Orally, better for the guy to perform on James and James to perform on him, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Oh, James, this is win-win, brother. You're giving and getting. Yeah. All right, James.
Well, thanks a lot.
Don't tell your parents. Oh, my God. Yeah, because it would freak them out. You know, I knew a girl who was dating a guy who was HIV positive, and she was, like, you know, straight up with her parents. And her parents were, like, you know, sort of conservative and still married and everything. And I was like, wow, doesn't that freak them out? I mean, I don't want to sound like a, you know, a bigot or anything, and I don't know if that word even applies to HIV, but what I mean is your daughter's going home to a guy who's HIV positive every night, and that would be kind of freaky as a parent. I mean, as liberal as we all want to sound and as progressive as we all want to sound, I think to a parent that'd be pretty freaky.
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with being conservative or liberal. It's you know, it's life-threatening.
With their child.
For your child.
Yeah.
There you go.
But as accepting as we like to think we are, when it hits home like that, it can challenge that.
Right.
I have no... It would freak me out.
We will hear a little something from Everclear now off of Songs from an American Movie. You queued up there, Anderson? That's the one I saw him play on the Leno show on Monday night. This is wonderful.
Hey, ain't life wonderful?
Wonderful.
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 Isn't everything wonderful?
Wonderful now.
I know a bad. Close my eyes and I count to ten. Hope it's over when I open them. I want the things that I had before, like a Star Wars poster on my bedroom door. I wish I could count to ten. Make everything be wonderful again. Hold my mom and I hold my dad. Wonder around why they get so mad. I hear them scream, I hear them fight. They say bad words and make me wanna cry. Make me smile. I feel better when I hear them say everything will be wonderful someday. Mama says mean everything when you're little and the world's so big. I just don't understand how you can smile with all those tears in your eyes. Tell me everything. I'm
Thank you. Song from American Movie is the name of the CD. It is now officially out. Wonderful is the name of the song. And everyone go out and pick up a copy of this Everclear CD. Not only is it good, but they're friends of the show. And we should always support our friends.
Thanks, right. Adam. I was just going to say, Adam, do you remember the last time we were here and you were being mean to us? You guys played a little bit of that song. You were the first.
You were the very first people to ever hear.
Right.
He is a world-class dick.
Oh, how dare you.
I am?
It's amazing the way they can read my mind now.
We talked about it,
because if he was going to pull that crap tonight, we were going to just give him an old-fashioned Everclear fist beat.
Yeah, just the bum rush followed by the beating by my own sandal.
Oh, that's a fisting.
No.
Speaking of fisting, Mike is 27.
How you doing?
Do you have a clear fluid coming out of your anus?
Yes, I do. It's kind of, it itches. It's a clear fluid. Sometimes it kind of like scabs up a little bit.
It's not mucus.
No.
And it's sore back there.
Yes.
Yeah. And how much of this fluid is there?
Not too much.
I mean, it's like a tiny drop?
Couple drops.
All right. You need to see a doctor.
What have you been engaging in? Anything?
No, nothing.
Could be a fissure, could be a fistula, could be a hemorrhoid, could be a lot of different things. But, you know, warm baths in the meantime, but get into a doctor so they can look at this. Sometimes these things can become abscesses and be a big mess.
Okay. I also have a second question.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to say something. You know, it was really funny. I have a lot of good ass stories, but this one's not about my ass, about my partner Jimmy Kimmel's ass.
Oh, no.
His wife had a thing of, like, baby wipes or something upstairs. Oh, God, I hope she's not listening. But, you know, women, they like to feel fresh, so some people are more particular about that. Me, I wipe my ass with a cat and just move on with my day. But, you know, she was using some, like, baby wipes or something. So there was another thing of wipes that was down in the downstairs bathroom that Jimmy had been using for quite some time.
What do you mean?
I'm getting to it. So Jimmy came out one day and he's like, jeez, I've been using these ass wipes, you know, and they're killing me, man. I mean, it's like it's burning. It smells weird. It smells like pine, you know. We go get the thing. It's a Mr. Clean's counter cleanup. These are things you're supposed to wipe down the mirror you're supposed to wipe the sink down after you shave with these things. He was wiping his ass with these things for a month.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah, it was solid. It's like, Jimmy, you didn't see Mr. Clean right on the thing? Like, well, yeah, but, you know, that seemed to make sense.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah, right? Look at him. That shiny head and that big hoop earring. That's a guy who knows ass. Mr. Clean, wearing that tight T-shirt with the sleeves rolled up, winking at all the fellas, the big pirate earring in. I mean, he's definitely gay. He's one of those butch gay guys. All right, so, Mike?
Yes.
What was the rest of your story?
Not a story, second question.
Yeah.
The long-term negative effects of the use of ecstasy.
Depression, memory problems, panic attacks, generalized anxiety.
Wiping your ass with
mistaking Mr. Clean,
made
yes.
for countertops.
Yes. There are loads. I would refer you to the National Institute of Mental Health. There's a guy named Leshner there that they're putting out tons and tons and tons of data, and the effects appear to be quite, I mean, if in fact it looks so bad, it scares the hell out of me, given how much of this stuff people are doing.
Is there anything I can look for on the Internet?
Yeah, the National Institute of Mental Health.
National Institute of Mental Health. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Everclear, you guys rock.
Thank you.
You sit on a towel there, right? Someone else has to use that desk tomorrow. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Everclear is here, and we'll be back after this.
Love line. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Saturday, 1300 hours. Your Army Reserve unit has 20 minutes to evacuate a patient from a field hospital.
Easy. Watch that ID.
You perform as a team.
Patient is secure.
Good job, Alpha 41.
Skills you learn from us on a weekend will come in handy back at work at your local hospital on Monday.
Patient at arrest.
Stand clear. We have a pulse.
serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Visit the Army Reserve at GoArmyReserve.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
GEICO auto insurance customers are frugal people. They value a dollar, and they save a lot of them by switching. To prove my point, I'm joined by a real live customer, Erica Willis. Erica, will you give me $10,000?
No.
There. Proof that GEICO customers do not like to part with any more money than they have to. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. You could keep 15% or more of your money. 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest the gum and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest the mountain and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest the gum is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest the mountain is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest powerful mint gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest powerful mint gum, because some like it cold.
The July sales spectacular is going strong at Wilkins Toyota. During this special event, Wilkins is offering incredible savings packages on every vehicle in stock. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, there are unbelievable deals and an excellent selection waiting for you. At Wilkins, 2,000 Camrys, well-equipped with automatic, full-power, AM/FM cassette, and more are only $16,995. But you must hurry. Only a handful remain. And during July, Wilkins Toyota has sale priced their entire inventory of remaining 2,000, including the all-new Sienna vans, fully equipped 4Runners, RAVs, and the all-new Tundra trucks. They're waiting for you at Wilkins Toyota with savings of up to $3,500. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payment for 90 days and absolutely zero down. We even have a great selection of late model pre-owned vehicles to choose from. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 in South Robert at 494.
Are you one of 17 million Americans who suffer from asthma? Then the following information can be important to you. Asthma is a chronic lung disease that may affect you or someone you know. Since 1985, Clinical Research Institute in Minneapolis has been conducting research studies to better understand asthma and its treatments. Clinical Research Institute is currently looking for volunteers with asthma to participate in an asthma research study. You must be age 18 to 65, a non-smoker in good health, and have a history of asthma. Qualified volunteers receive study-related testing and medication at no cost, validated parking, and payment of up to $480. Consider this opportunity to learn more about your asthma and asthma treatments. Call Clinical Research Institute today at 612-333-2200 and press 5. That's 612-333-2200 and press 5, or visit the website at www.clin/research.com.
Kinkle, wee-wee, number one, make a wet, pee, pee-pee. Whatever you call it, it's the cause of most diaper changes. But surprisingly, most moms and dads don't think it's reason enough to use a wipe, when actually there are germs left on baby's skin after every whizzy, water, or winky. To help keep baby's skin fresh and clean, use Pampers Wipes at every change, not just the obvious ones. Pampers Wipes every time, for a fresh, clean baby bottom, tushy, tuchus, or patootie. Pampers, we're right behind you every step of the way.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 presents the Club 80s Flashback Tour featuring Wang Chung.
That's all that is all.
Missing Persons with Gail Bazzio. A Flock of Seagulls. And She Loves Jezebel. July 29th at The Quest. Zone 105 wants you to win it in ticket.
That's it, baby.
Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard, and we'll pick winners at random. The Club 80s Flashback Tour featuring Wang Chung, Missing Persons with Dale Bazzio, A Flock of Seagulls, and G Loves Jezebel. Live from Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Yep, It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Everclear is here tonight. Art, Greg, and Craig all here from the band. We'll hear something in the second hour off the CD. And until then, we're going to hop back on the phones and speak to Evan. Evan,
hello.
22, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. My question is for Dr. Drew.
Okay.
I have been taking Zoloft for about 6 months, and last weekend I smoked pot, and that was the first time I'd done that in a few years. And during that time, I got sort of a chill. I was shaking for about 10 minutes, and my my chest, my core felt really cold. And I was wondering, since the information sheet that comes with the medication didn't say anything about that, about marijuana, I wondered if that's a standard side effect for...
No, that would not be a standard side effect with a serotonin reuptake inhibitor like Zoloft. Were you panicking?
No, I mean, I was a little disconcerted by it.
But it wasn't like it was an emotional reaction, then you had a physical component to that. It was a purely sort of body reaction.
Right.
That's very unusual. Yeah, it's very unusual. But it doesn't, to me, mean anything dangerous necessarily. It means don't smoke pot when you're on Zoloft. And there are syndromes of excess serotonin that can be dangerous, and they can be associated with agitation. And I would see where tremor could be part of it and rapid heartbeat and that kind of thing. So it's something to be aware of and not do again. But it doesn't mean you should stop your Zoloft.
Okay.
All right, Evan. So just, I agree with Drew, just Coke with Zoloft, no more weed. You understand? I think that's clear.
Yes, thanks.
All right, good times.
Enjoy.
Hey, Drew, how come they don't do that? How come they don't provide that stuff?
Yeah, why don't
that
they,
information?
Why don't we provide,
I mean, listen, if you have half the 17-year-olds in the United States on some sort of medication and three-quarters of the 17-year-olds in the United States smoke weed, shouldn't you start putting it on the bottle? You know what I mean? Just sort of being a little more realistic about things.
Great idea. In fact, maybe I'll come up with this at doctor.com. We need to come up with like a warning sheet.
Right.
This is for your illicit drugs.
No sheet.
I was going to ask you about that. You prescribe drugs to people sometimes,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell them not to drink and not to do other drugs while they're taking these drugs?
Sometimes it's okay if I have a little alcohol with it. It depends on the circumstance. I'm certainly, if it's a 17-year-old, we're going to be talking about those things for sure. And for an adult, you kind of go through all that before you make a decision whether they should be on medication. We already talked about those issues because they contribute negatively to anxiety and depression.
I'll tell you, though, when I see the no booze sticker on that prescription medication,
that's when you double
that
up,
means
right?
Super size.
Yeah.
For Adam, it's no.
Really does.
Yeah. No fill-in-the-blank. Whatever that fill-in-the-blank is, times two.
Well, yeah, but that's when you're 14. You got to get over it someday, dude.
I can't. I see the no booze, and I take that as a challenge. You know, it's like, oh, yeah? I bet I could.
Watch me.
We'll just watch it. Yeah, I mean,
that's not alcohol.
I don't get out the beer bong. I start light with a little red wine, see how I'm feeling, but what's the dosage? Yeah, but I can't tell the difference between the stuff that's going to ruin your liver and the stuff that's just going to get you higher. Is it mostly stuff that's going to get you higher, or is there certain stuff that's going to ruin your liver?
There are certain stuff that ruin and also make you violently ill.
Oops. Well, what happens?
Violently ill. So.
Oh, really? All right.
I was going to ask. See, it's always like kind of just mystified me because I've spent years on antidepressants, different ones, the serotonin drugs and the tricyclics, the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it always seemed to me kind of stupid that if you're trying to balance your chemicals,
mm-hmm.
why would you add another chemical?
It's about a brain that's not working right and giving it more boost.
Why would you drink when you're doing that?
Right. True. That's the foolish part.
You should have
thought it was okay. Because sometimes it was okay because I had a doctor tell me that in the early days.
Let's say I'm giving somebody Paxil for social phobia and they say, gee, can I have a glass of wine once a week with my dinner? Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but once a while. Yeah.
Okay. But generally you're right. Absolutely. I just, not always.
Kristen?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
You're having trouble managing your anger?
Yeah.
What do you do?
basically hit whatever is around.
I see. People?
Yeah.
Yeah. And why? Were you beaten on?
No.
No. And who have you hit?
Friends, enemies, pretty much anyone.
I see. Loved ones?
Dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
And your dad never hits you, huh?
No.
No. Do you have a brother that beat on you?
My older brother wasn't really nice, but not that bad.
You know, my sister stabbed me with a crocheting needle when I was about 11. Still haven't forgiven her.
Did you deserve it?
I think I had a bullwhip. By the way, Drew, you have kids.
Yeah.
Don't give one of them a bullwhip.
Oh, no kidding.
When he's 11.
That's funny because I had a bullwhip when I was 11. Someone thought it would be great. One of my my older brother's stoner friends went to TJ.
That's right.
Brought me back a bullwhip.
Right. It was either that or that dumb mariachi puppet.
Yeah.
that was no good. Yeah, give me the bullwhip. Yeah, I was like, hey, sis, put that number two pencil in your mouth and pretend like you're smoking it and hold still. Yeah, then that's when the stabbing began with the crocheting needle. But, hey, Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get a little therapy here.
Or this may need medication.
Yeah, or some medication. You have to do something.
Are you, before you hurt somebody or end up...
Are you on medication, Kristen?
No.
All right.
I was going to... I have been tested for ADD.
Yeah.
And they're waiting to see, like, I don't know.
Okay, they're thinking about it, though.
I'm going with a big yes on the ADD, considering you sort of faded out halfway into the ADD story. So, Kristen?
Yeah?
You continue down that path. You're 15. You understand you have a problem. That's fine. Get some help and have a good life. All right? Because you're gonna punch...
Stuff that
what's that?
Parents won't know about?
What's that?
Is there any free, like, counseling that's available that parents won't know about?
Why do you not want your parents to know? Do you think they don't know that you have a problem now?
They know, but they don't really care.
All right. Well, maybe that's part of the reason. You have to enlist them.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but we have to take a break. But definitely get some help with this because it's going to it's not going to be a tough road. It is going to be a tough road for you if you don't. All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be back with Everclear after this.
We'll be right back. Call over 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
What does it mean to be Cup crazy?
Home up behind the net. That gets it to the crease. Safe. Rebound score. Dallas wins. Mike Modano.
You got to really sacrifice physically and emotionally for 2 months to keep playing and just kind of live to see another day. And that one gleaming moment of being on top of the world, I think that's what we all strive to do.
Follow the Stanley Cup playoffs every night on ESPN and ESPN2 and every weekend on ABC.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on two unforgettable CDs. It's the Best of Club Mix from KTEL Coldfront with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 nonstop hits. The Best of Club Mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Pride and satisfaction in a job well done. It's a great feeling, and it's why a lot of people get into the construction business. It's these kinds of people that Taffy Construction is looking for. Taffy Construction wants new carpenters. And get this, no experience necessary. That's right, Taffy will start you on a career path with paid training while learning from the best in the business. If you've got experience, Taffy is always hiring. Taffy Construction has set itself apart with a higher average wage, great medical and dental benefits, paid holidays and vacations, a 401k, and stable year-round employment. So you have no experience, but you're willing to work hard and learn a valued career. Or maybe you've got the experience, but are just looking for something better. Then call Taffy. With as many job sites as they have throughout the area, chances are you'll work close to home. You deserve to work for the best construction company in the area. That's Taffy. Call 612-919-WORK. At Taffy, they don't just build great homes, they build great careers. Call 612-919-WORK today. That's 919-9675.
What's the matter, honey? Another migraine headache?
Yes.
Like, it seems like I'm getting them more often lately. I get this terrible throbbing pain, sensitivity to light, and nausea and vomiting. They sometimes last all day. Oh, I wish there was something I could do.
Maybe there is. I just saw an advertisement for a migraine research study at Clinical Research Institute. It says volunteers have to be age 18 or older, experience at least 2 migraines per month, and be in good health. The study involves 2 office visits and treating 1 migraine headache. If you qualify, you'll receive study-related medication and testing at no cost and payment of up to $150. You might even learn more about your headaches and possible treatments.
I'd like to give it a try. What else do I have to do?
Just give Clinical Research Institute a call. 612-333-2200 and press 5.
I'll call now. 612-333-2200 and press 5.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest the gum and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest the mountain and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest the gum is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest the mountain is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest powerful mint gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest powerful mint gum, because some like it cold.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. The brothers Gallagher have gotten back together. In the end, a simple handshake spoke 1,000 words. Noel Gallagher walked out on stage and shook hands with brother Liam during Oasis's July 8th show in Dublin, as the band are now back at full strength. Liam told the crowd, quote, "There's been a lot of stuff written about us, but Oasis ain't splitting up." While one reunion was taking place just hours earlier, Liam Gallagher had announced his separation from wife Patsy Kensit. The split had been rumored for months and was fueled further when the couple put their estate on the market last month. The couple married in 1997 and have a 10-month son named Lennon. The Zone Files, brought to you by US West, which is now Quest. The communications to change everything. And Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105 wants to send you to Washington to see the Pretenders at the Gorge Amphitheater. Pack your flannel and your long PJs. And if Chrissy Hynde spots you in the crowd, wave, smile. And if you're wearing fur, we won't be responsible for what happens next.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, you better take off that fur coat. I'm going to beat your ass.
Just fax, email, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your 3 favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia choose a winner at random. The Pretenders in Washington at the Gorge Amphitheater from CRI. Northwest Airlines sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Scott Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Yep. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Art, Greg, and Craig are all here from Everclear tonight. And we will hear something else off their CD, which just came out. And
Can I mention something? Sure. We were just talking about it. Greg actually makes his lead singing debut on this album. And he's playing some really smoking, hot-picking ukulele.
I don't know about that.
On the song, the Honeymoon song. And he's going to sing it at my wedding. It's going to be.
I guess I got to start practicing.
Man, you said that 6 months ago.
I know. Debut.
Power bar.
All right. We will get back ahead to the calls. Jason.
It's crazy. There's too much sugar on it.
Yeah. Jason, you're 20. What's up? What's up?
Well, my girlfriend likes to do that anal, oral thing. And yeah. I hate it. But she gets, offended whenever I tell her not to. It's not just a normal, okay, I won't do it, but it's she gets, mad.
I lick your butt. Because I'm a slut.
Oh, yeah. It's just a little car he wore from the other night. And what's going on in the background there, Jason?
Well, my friends are like, yeah, you could be on the radio because we were just talking about it, and they're the ones who told me to call in here. I never thought of it. Sorry, I don't really listen to your show.
Thank you. We'll put you on
hold. I never thought of it. There you know it was on the radio.
All right, so she wants to lick your butt, and you're uncomfortable with that.
Exactly.
I see.
Why?
Why, yeah.
Why? Because... even though it's clean or whatever, I mean, you got to think, when you get sick and things come out of there that, you know, aren't the greatest things in the world.
Right. But she doesn't want to do it while you're sick, right?
Did you know that going into it?
What's that?
No pun intended. I mean, you don't think she knows that maybe that's a dirty, naughty, bad place and that's why she wants to be down there?
Yeah, but why would she want to be down there? I sure wouldn't do that. No
way. Well, you know. Maybe she needs a new boyfriend.
Does she want you to do it to her ever?
No, she hasn't really brought that up. She's kind of, I don't know, body language kind of like she's put in my face sometimes. I haven't gone there, and I don't plan on it anytime soon. But the thing is, I don't want to get rid of her, but she gets mad whenever I say no, and it happens just about every time we have sex. And I want to find a way that I can, like, tell her no and have her get over it so we can just, so I don't have to have this problem every time it goes on.
Well, why don't, I'm going to try to phrase this delicately, but why don't you let the little hedgehog out of its hole?
No.
One time.
Into her mouth?
Just as a little bit of a speed bump on the road to butt licking, and see if you can't deter her that way. I mean, she's obviously not listening to you.
Oh my God.
This is probably the most effective way to deter her, Jason.
Well, like I said, I mean, I want to keep her. I don't think if I took a crap on her face, she's going to want to keep me around much longer.
No, maybe she might like it.
Yeah.
Well, and then that's the door you're going through that you don't want to go through, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to do that all the time. That's not going to help. Come on.
You're right.
Better than that.
All right.
But you got to communicate about it.
I have this problem.
Cherries and beer.
Yeah. I drank beer and had about 400 Bing cherries before I came into the studio last night and was blasting Drew right out that door.
I heard that.
The entire night.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I was listening.
Cherries and beer would be my answer to this dilemma.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let the head.
All right. Well, okay. How about spraying some apple bitters down there or something? Like, you know, they use it on pets when they don't want them to chew on their ankles.
Oh, God. I'm not going to do it.
I don't know.
You guys really don't have any ideas.
Well, you're going to have to just...
take a crap on her face.
You're just you're going to have to confront her if it really bothers you.
You're going to have to talk to her about it, but if that's what she's into, that's what she's into. That's what she, you know, it's, she's not going to change that. So you guys might be sexually incompatible.
But everything else is fine. She's normal every other way in bed, and then also she's cool and you're not having sex. So I don't want
Then maybe I have to just put up with that. What about using one of those liners they put on the toilet seats at the airport? I don't know.
What, the ass gasket?
Right.
What about latex, like a
dental dam? That's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is turning
into... Yeah, the guys on our crew, like, make out with them. They're fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
All right, hey, Jason, there's just no easy fix to this one. I'm sorry.
Hook her up, Buttercup.
Sierra?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
Is your name Sierra?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Parents are driving you right into the stripping profession. Very smart.
No way.
All right. What's up?
I want to know if I can get some kind of antidepressant without my mom finding out.
Well, what state are you in?
Connecticut.
We just found out tonight that Georgia will not allow that. And some states have a strange sort of glitch where you're entitled to confidential health care, but if money exchanges hands, like there's an insurance payout or something, the parents are required to know.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
It's very strange.
Why don't you want your parents to know?
Well, I was on an antidepressant for a while, and I was going to therapy when I was in that, and my mom kind of freaked out, so...
What did she say or do?
Well, before that, I had actually tried to commit suicide, so that's why I was in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, for like the entire time, was just really weirded out, and everything she just flipped out about.
Why didn't she come in and talk to the doctors about what's going on with you a little bit so she can understand how important it is, how dangerous it is to leave this untreated?
Well, we did have family therapy.
And she still couldn't talk about that, huh?
No.
What about your dad? Is he around?
No, he died when I was 10.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any other brothers or sisters?
Yeah, two brothers.
You know what you got to do? Contact the therapist or the doctors that were taking care of you back when and let them know what the situation is and see if they can give you some specific advice because they know your case, they've handled your mom, and let's see if they can come up with a plan.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Just contact. All right,
sure. Hold on a second. And by the way, Drew, what happened to that power bar? Did you keister that thing or did you eat it?
Do you want part of it?
I had it.
Yeah, because it takes me like an hour and 45 minutes to eat one of these things.
Yeah, I am buzzing off the sugar. I've had
chewing.
Like three bites.
No, good. I mean, how do you get this down? It's like
big pieces. Like four bites.
Wow, Drew, you really have a problem, brother. Sierra?
Brother.
I'm eating this one. What was your other question?
Oh, I just want to tell you, Adam, I'm never having kids.
Good. Fantastic.
why did you want to say that?
Because Adam's always ranting and raving about how people shouldn't have kids.
Right. Enough to use the F word on the radio, especially.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you were just paraphrasing what I'd said.
Okay.
All right, Sarah. Hey, Sierra. Do talk to your counselors and see what direction they can send you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And don't worry about your mom so much, okay?
All
That's
right.
her problem.
Hey, Sierra.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if you change your mind when you get older and you figure things out, okay?
All right.
Well, she'll be fine. Angela, and it's just these parents piss me off. It's like, it's more like they don't want to have
the stigma.
It's about
them. That's right. It's about I can't stand the fact that you have a problem.
Right.
So therefore, you
because
don't,
it reflects on
it
me.
It makes me feel bad. Therefore, you don't have a problem.
Kyle? Oh, I'm sorry. Angela?
Hello?
What's up? 20 years old.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to Art and Craig and Greg. I had a couple questions, actually.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in San Francisco.
Hey, how's it going up there?
It's great. You guys are just like my favorite band. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
I've seen you every time you've come here to San Francisco.
Did you see us at that big BFD thing?
Yes, and why did you guys have to open?
Because
I wanted to introduce them, and I got to do that.
Yeah, well, he got to introduce us, and also it was just like, you know, all the Cookie Monster bands right now are like, the hot thing right now. Not that they necessarily sell more records or more tickets than us, but
you guys didn't even do your signing.
Well, you know what?
There's a reason for that, though.
Yeah, we had to get on a plane. We had to fly to L.A. that night, and there was no other flights. We had to leave right after the show.
I was so disappointed.
No, we always stay and sign everything for our fans. It was we showed up 5 minutes before the show and left 5 minutes after the show just to make our flights.
Did you know my sister was actually in the VIP, and she was trying to get a message to me, and I got it right before I was leaving. I couldn't even go see my sister and say hello.
Oh, my goodness.
And
you guys were really good at the show. I've seen you, like I said, and actually, like, when you played at Bottom of the Hill,
the
small show, Craig almost killed me because, like, at every show, you guys have pulled me on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig fell, and his guitar hit me on my neck.
God, Craig.
Sorry about that.
Jeez.
Baby, you're on my turf.
Yeah. when you come up on the stage, you're walking on our turf.
No, that's fine, because, Craig, you're, like, so gorgeous and everything, so.
Yeah, he is.
Thank you.
You know, we keep telling him that every day, and I think he's starting to believe us, and he's got a new solo project called Dog Star coming out.
Yeah,
Matrix, I work at a music store, so I know all about it.
Okay. What's your question?
Well, I just want to know when you guys are going to start touring again.
February.
In February? And
yeah.
Are you touring with anybody in particular? Or
we don't know yet. We've got some people in mind, but we're keeping it very, very hush-hush on the QT.
And you'll be back in San Francisco, right?
Of course.
Of course.
Wouldn't miss it.
Huh?
Wouldn't miss it.
It's my old hometown. It's actually great.
I lived there for a while, yeah. I love San Francisco.
It's so much fun. I have one more question, I'm sorry. I have some really good pictures of you guys that I think you would really get a kick out of.
Are they naughty?
No, I
think. Okay.
No, they're not. But do you have, like, an email address or somewhere that I can scan them and send them to you or something? Because I think you'd get a kick out of them.
Should send them to our website.
Everclear Online.
Everclear Online.
Okay.
.com.
There's some really funny ones of Art. And I just got your Color Finger album.
Oh, you did? How much did you pay for that?
Huh?
How much did you pay for that?
$23.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah, that's actually better. That's the band I was in before Everclear.
Oh, wow.
And I was living in the Bay Area, and I had a record label, and I was making records for very little money.
And now they're worth a lot of money.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, hold on a second. Angela?
Yeah.
Say bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Kyle?
Hello?
You're 33. What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you. My girlfriend and I have a great relationship, and our sex is really good, but we're starting to explore a little bit here, and I'm curious on where we sit with considering a threesome.
Well, she'd be sitting on one of your buddy's faces, and you'd be sitting in the corner jacking off.
Who's in the middle of the sandwich, you or her?
Well, it'd be me and another guy with her.
Ah.
Yeah, Kyle. That doesn't sound like a great deal for you, Kyle.
No, it doesn't. But you know what? When I sit here and I'm making love to her, it's really exciting
sure.
to see her face and how explicit she gets.
Yeah, but why can't you just talk about it?
Wait a minute.
All right, what about a threesome with another woman?
Well, she's definitely talked about that, too.
I mean, I'm sorry. Kyle. All right, Kyle, sorry.
How old is she, Kyle?
But while we're on the topic,
how old?
She's 35.
How long have you been together?
Been almost 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
And it's been a pretty steady relationship, no chaos?
No, none.
Do you guys fantasize a lot?
Yeah, we do.
From the beginning you have, or is this a recent thing?
No, it's been about the last year.
What's her history? Relationship-wise?
She's been in pretty stable relationships.
Never been married?
No. She's never been married.
Yeah, this doesn't sound right. Hey, it sounds to us like she's looking to shake things up and sabotage a little bit.
Well, actually, it started with me.
I see. But is she... And what's up with you, then?
Nothing. I think I'm just a little... I feel a little erotic sometimes.
No, cut it out.
Seriously.
You're gonna do it, and then you're just gonna. It's not gonna be what you have in your head, and
that's why I'm calling. I'm trying to find out. You know, am I getting myself into something that
big time is gonna ruin your relationship? Very, very few relationships
gonna create issues.
Survive that, yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's definitely not worth something compromising.
If you don't want to compromise the relationship, then you can't participate in this. But if you think the thing has run its course and you're just looking for some kicks before the whole S-house comes down, like Jim Morrison used to say, then go ahead.
No, definitely not.
All right.
We're just looking for some more adventure in our...
Well, why doesn't she strap something on and cornhole you or something? Huh?
No,
you could use my new invention, which is a strap-on asshole. That way everyone's happy.
No, that's cool, Adam. That's cool.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
All right. Hey, why don't you bust a vibrator out on her or something?
Well, we've done that before.
I see.
And that's all cool. Works good for us.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, Kyle.
Later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not worth it.
What are you making?
There's something more missing with him. So it was something more to that story. I don't know what it is. He just can't tolerate the intimacy. He's got to stir it up. She's objectified to him. Something. Something's missing.
Why? Because they're fantasizing?
No. He seems hell bent on. You get that sense? On something.
Yes.
I had a hard time getting over his Jim Backus impression.
Right.
You know, he sounded like Personnel the Third.
Yeah.
Tony? Oh.
Hello?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi, I just want to say hi. I love Everclear. I saw you guys at the thing the other day at 7-Eleven.
Oh, awesome.
Cool. You were down there.
Yeah, that was really cool.
You guys know we did that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of like a last minute thing, but I was like, I have to go see them because I've never seen you guys live. It's been really hard for me to get down there, but my question was for you guys. I know you had spoken before, I think it was Congress or the Senate or something a while back, regarding like a bill that was going to be passed about child support.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering what was the status of that.
Well, I believe that was back in March when I went down to Washington, D.C. and talked in front of a congressional subcommittee about a bill that they had, H.R. 1488, mm-hmm. which was basically... a bill called the Child Empowerment Bill, and what it did, you know, to make a long story short, was it went after deadbeat dads and moms by taking the money they owed after having a settlement against them. After they owed money, it from now on it would come straight out of their federal tax.
So they wouldn't get a chance to pay them separately. They'd have to. It would be deducted.
Well, there's these things. In different states, they have different setups. Most of them are Republican-run. It's funny. And there's about $80 million in unpaid child support that's actually been paid by the fathers but doesn't get to the mothers and to the kids. And
how?
Because their computer systems that were set up aren't working. But they but check this out. Instead of taking money and fixing the computer systems, it just sits in an account, in an interest-bearing account, and that interest goes to the local government.
That sounds great. I'd like to go on a minor rant here. Hold on a second. The government, and I've learned this from going through the court system, being on as it pertains to automobiles, seems to have two different computers. They have the supercomputer they got from NASA to keep track of my parking ticket, and then they have the chipmunk with the abacus made of beads that they use when the guy who totaled my car has to make payments and restitution to me. When I owe them money, they know it. You think about the IRS and the computer they use when you owe them money, and then go get your car totaled out or go get some crime committed against you and work out a payment plan with a guy who's going to give you restitution for it, and then see how good that computer is. I mean, I was calling these people like, hey, it's been a year. I haven't gotten a payment. What are you going to do? Who are you? What? We don't have any. We don't have a record. You should be keeping track, was basically their attitude for this. And I think this is one of those situations. If you owe them money, they know full well, down to the penny, what it is. But if it's going to someone else, they could give a rat's ass.
Yeah, but these mothers who are losing houses and can't feed their kids, and, you know, I mean, and not just mothers, dads, too. I mean,
so what was the bill then?
Well, it was a bill called 1488, and actually, one of the reasons I went there is I knew that there was going to be a lot of press following me. They're like Spin Magazine and George Magazine, and, you know, these Senate and congressional subcommittees are usually pretty dry and boring, and they don't get covered by a lot of press.
Right.
So I figured if I went there, they would come, and they did. There was a big write-up in Spin Magazine, and there was quite a few write-ups
in
CNN.
And how does the bill work?
Well, basically, it says that after you have a judgment, if you do not pay, you have some sort of, I think it's like a two-month grace period, but if you don't pay, then it comes straight out of your federal tax income, right out of your check.
Right. Okay. So not only do they deduct for Social Security, they deduct for deadbeat dad.
A percentage, so. Yeah. Well, look at it this way.
How right can you now, argue with that, by the
you
way?
Can you can argue with it. Think about it. You can, right now, as it is in the state of California or in some other states, basically, you have to wait 3 months. The employer has to wait 3 months before they can legally garnish wages. So a lot of people will work 3 months at a job, and right before 3 months are up, they go to another job.
Right.
I mean, there's men that spend their lives avoiding to take care of their children because they're going to get back at their ex-wife.
Right.
You know? They're going to get back at them forever thinking they could leave them. And it's just this angry, stupid thing.
Right. Yeah,
but
it's great.
Pussies.
I just want to say one thing. I got a couple of letters from senators, both Republican senators, who after I went down there said that they were compelled by the attention that it got that they thought it could pass, and they have since taken it to the Senate and piggybacked it on bills, and they've done some Republican. It's become a very big bipartisan thing. So both of these bills, the Senate one and the one in the House, are what they call piggybacked on bigger bills, family issue bills, and they believe that they're going to pass this year, both of them.
Well, it just seems like no duh, and I've had the IRS, by the way, garnish my wages. So, again, when there's money in it for the government, they have no problem getting that kind of legislation through. I don't see why they wouldn't do the same with this. And, yeah, well, it's a great way to get back at your ex-wife, having your kids wear the same pair of shoes for 2 years and live off Top Ramen.
That'll
show her. Meanwhile, she's getting loaded and blowing your friend. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Everclear is here, and we'll be back with your questions after this.
Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Is getting a blemish really such a crisis? Yes, it is. But now with new Biore Blemish Bomb, there's nothing to worry about.
Fiore Blemish Bomb is an overnight acne treatment. We're talking visible results by morning. So blemishes just aren't a big deal anymore. Fiore Blemish Bomb forms a tiny gel patch to give you continuous treatment all night. You wake up to clearer, healthier looking skin that's not dried out. There's also new Fiore Blemish Fighting Cleanser to help prevent blemishes every day. So say goodnight to that blemish. Fiore. Clean. Honest.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast GEICO Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, GEICO could save you 15%. So call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
The July Sales Spectacular is going strong at Wilkins Toyota. During this special event, Wilkins is offering incredible savings packages on every vehicle in stock. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, there are unbelievable deals and an excellent selection waiting for you. At Wilkins, 2,000 Camrys, well-equipped with automatic, full power, AM/FM cassette, and more are only $16,995. But you must hurry. Only a handful remain. And during July, Wilkins Toyota has sale priced their entire inventory of remaining 2,000, including the all-new Sienna vans, fully equipped 4Runners, RAVs, and the all-new Tundra trucks. They're waiting for you at Wilkins Toyota with savings of up to $3,500. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payment for 90 days and absolutely zero down. We even have a great selection of late model pre-owned vehicles to choose from. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 and South Robert at 494.
The following ad wasn't tested for effectiveness. It wasn't tested in front of consumers in rooms with two-way mirrors. We don't even mention our name in the first 7 seconds. Oh, by the way, we're Dish Network Digital Satellite TV. We didn't feel the need to test this ad because we're about to use a word you can't ignore. Free. I'll pause while you veer your car back onto the highway. Free as in now you can get a Dish 500 digital satellite TV system. Free after $199 rebate with 1 year programming commitment of at least $39.98 a month. And now basic professional installation is free too. You've probably heard the word free used in tandem with car wash or smoked cheese. But we're using it with a digital satellite TV system, with more channels and more movies. We realize this ad isn't entertaining, but we guarantee it'll get the job done. Call 1-888-399-DISH and make this ad impactful, effective, and efficacious. Dish Network. How would you like your TV?
Available at Sears and other fine retailers. Cancellation penalties and other restrictions apply. Offer expires 7/31/2000. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force. The Internet. Already many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
Genghis Formalwear presents Summer Sizzle. Enjoy your summer, but if you're planning a wedding, be sure to see the staff at Genghis Formalwear for just the right protection. Genghis is pleased to introduce Genghis SPF 20, specially priced formalwear at $20 savings. Get the most of your summer and realize big savings on the men's formalwear for your wedding. Register your wedding party of six or more by July 30th at Genghis and receive $20 off each of the tuxedo rentals, a free tuxedo rental for the groom, 100 free custom-printed wedding invitations, and 15% off the balance of your wedding stationery needs. Select from the latest styles from America's leading designers, including Ralph Lauren, Perry Ellis, and Claiborne 2.0. Choose the perfect compliment for your wedding from hundreds of different accessories. Plan the perfect wedding with the staff at Genghis Formalwear and let us take care of the details. Enjoy the summer sizzle and get the protection you deserve with Genghis's SPF 20, specially priced formalwear at $20 savings. But act fast, this offer available only through July 30th and only at your Twin Cities Genghis Formalwear stores.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Everclear is our guest tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'll tell you what, we'll take one call, and then we'll hear something off of Everclear's latest CD, Songs from an American Movie. And let's talk to Crystal. Crystal, you're 18. What's up?
Okay. About a week ago, I had sex with my boyfriend, and we were kind of drunk, and he came inside of me, and I didn't know. So, you know, I didn't, you know, like, go shower afterwards or whatever. And
What would a shower do for you?
Well, I don't know. Just, I don't know. He came inside of me.
You never seen one of those loofah sponges? Yeah, you can get right, you can get way up in there.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking somewhere along the lines of, like, douching or something, but...
What would that do for you?
Clean some of it out, I'm guessing. I don't know.
You mean you're talking about for pregnancy, or...?
No, not for pregnancy.
Just for hygiene.
Yeah.
Right.
And, the next morning I woke up and... ever since then, I've had this, like, foul stench in there, and I have...
Yeah,
like,
that's a sexually transmitted disease. Probably trichomonas.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me tell you, I've done extensive experimentation with semen, and it just dries up. It doesn't go south. It's not like,
sours.
Yeah, it's not like a mayonnaise or where you left the, lid off the jar at a picnic or something.
How do you know you've
gotten out in the Arizona sun?
Could you be pregnant, too?
No, I took a pregnancy test because I didn't know if that's what it was, but...
Well, you need to wake them in a week before that's really accurate.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So it's not pregnant. You have an STD, and you may be pregnant also.
So it's not the semen.
Okay.
Probably trichomonas, as it's called. Trichomonas is the one that causes bad smell. There are other vaginal infections, too, that do cause that, but trichomonas is sort of the most notorious.
Okay, also, we've been having, like, we tried anal sex a little while ago, and...
Yeah, now that smells not the semen either. That's Mexican. Right?
Yeah.
Crystal, you're good to go, aren't you, honey?
I don't know, what I should do. Like, how do I get rid of this?
You see a doctor.
Okay. What's the anal sex question?
No, I'm wondering if it's because we have anal sex and then vaginal intercourse.
Yeah, you can transmit some bacteria over that way, and that could do it, sure. But what about some birth control here?
I don't know.
So you're having anal sex and vaginal sex at the same time?
Well,
like right after each other?
Well, they first went anal oral, and then that got old, so they went to...
Old Evan didn't like that.
Yeah, it was like the dentist. Let me guess what you ate for lunch. Let's see. Do dentists do that anymore? Dentists used to do that. Remember you'd go in there when you're like 11, you get checked, and they go, oh, someone's been eating jelly beans. All right, genius, you're in my mouth. With a, 7,000 candle watt light. No ass, you can figure out what I was eating.
Crystal, why are you not...
I probably belched some of it up 5 minutes ago.
Why are you not getting birth control?
I don't know. Like, I'm just afraid of, side effects because I've heard it, can cause, cancer. And...
It doesn't cause cancer. In fact, it reduces the risk of certain cancers. Mm-hmm. And pregnancy is vastly... higher risk than the birth control.
And by the way, you're going to get the mad cow disease from what he's doing to you now. Could it be worse?
Well, oh my God, I don't know. It's not like I want to do this, but he's very, I don't know.
If you don't want to be doing this, Crystal, don't do it.
You don't want to do what?
I really did not want to have anal sex, but, I was really against that, but...
Tell him no.
Well...
How old is this guy?
What do you mean,
guy?
Don't know? Why wouldn't you say no?
It is, I don't know. I'm very, I don't know. I do, whatever, people tell me. And they're, I'm really...
That's not good.
But do you like being like that?
No, I try and stick up for myself sometimes. But after a while, just,
Okay.
I don't like to make people feel bad.
Do you feel like you're being, assaulted when he's doing something that you don't want him to do?
Oh, I totally feel used, but I just don't...
You're being used.
Not worth bumming his high, huh?
Yeah.
And I think we all know the heartache firsthand of not, missing out on some cornholing on a particular evening. I've been there.
He broke up with me.
He broke up with you?
Yeah.
Oh, that should be the happiest day of your life.
Yeah, but now I'm just scared because I don't know what this is,
This is trichomonas, and you may be pregnant. Okay. Let's worry. Let's make some better choices next time. Assert yourself. Plan with birth control. Wear a condom.
All right, and Crystal, remember, if you're attracted to him, there's got to be something wrong with him. All right? That's got to be your motto from here on in.
Okay. Okay.
You like, next time you find yourself liking a guy, think, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
Listen to that little voice that says, I don't want to do this, or I shouldn't do this. Listen to that.
Oh, where were all these girls who were doing stuff they didn't want to do when I was in high school? That's what I want to know. Where are they?
Were your friend Chris?
They were. They were doing what they don't want to do with my buddy. What about me? Jesus Christ. Oh, this guy. I can just see this guy. He's driving the El Camino with the primer on one of the doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
He's got his drywalling tools rolling around in the bed, wearing a pair of knockoff Red Wing boots, like, you know, from JCPenney's or Sears, called Lumberjacksman or something like that. He's pulling up with his ass-eaten anal grin on, and oh, boy. And why is he breaking up, too?
I don't know. Let's talk about it while we listen to the song.
Hey, that's a smooth transition. We'll hear a little something from Everclear. You queued up, Anderson? This is called AM Radio.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
A little AM radio off of songs from an American movie. Wow, that's a good song. Yeah.
Catchy.
Yeah. I used to listen to KHJ when I was
Charlie Tuna.
You remember Charlie Tuna?
Yeah. Yeah.
Robert W. Morgan?
Oh, yeah.
The Mornings.
That's right. Morning. He's still living, I think. I'm reading something that I'm finding very disturbing. I'm looking at a new issue of Stuff magazine, and they have a little sex poll here, and it says, what is the sexiest part of the opposite sex's body? Men start with breasts. Good, 41%, very healthy. Number two, followed by butt, 28%. All right, everything seems to be in order so far. Number three, feet, 22%, followed by very distant fourth, 5% legs. Am I to believe that the overwhelming majority of men find feet sexier than a great pair of legs? And this data has to be effed up. It's all wrong. How many guys are truly into feet? Who cares?
My wife's got great feet.
Yeah, it's nice to have nice feet. You want them to be covered with festering boils and hair, but outside of that, who cares? To me, feet are there to hold the boobs up. I've said that many times. It's so they don't fall over and hurt their boobs. Other than that, I don't know. I mean, can anyone look back at any girlfriend they've had over the years and think this one had hot feet and that one had ugly feet? I mean, it's not an issue.
I can't. Uh-oh. I like hands.
You like hands?
Hands. Yeah.
Is that the Swedish guy you were dating, or is that you mean?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you said Hans. I'm sorry.
That's right. You're the comedian.
Oh, they always forget.
You're cracking me up. I thought you actually were a caring, warm human being. I'm sorry.
I've worn that hat before.
Yeah,
I really have.
Last time we were in here,
I know.
You were Mr. Sensitivity.
I was very cranky. I'm sorry. I've been worked too hard. But really, don't you think more guys care about legs than feet?
Oh, yes. Of course.
Yes. I think so.
And it wouldn't be 22% feet, 5% legs, would it?
That's wrong.
That's ridiculous.
That's wrong.
Thank you.
Wrong.
All right.
Wrong. Legs.
We've got butt.
Come on.
I'm now writing a letter. Jesse?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
When I give my girlfriend oral sex, right before she climaxes, she vomits.
Wow. Man. Well, at least you know it's coming.
Every time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it bother her?
Yeah, it bothers her.
Does it bother you?
No.
How many times has this happened?
Well, I've only given it to her about 3 times, and it's happened 2 times. The last time she didn't climax.
How old is she?
Well, at least you're 17. Not vomiting.
17.
Yeah. I'm the first person who ever gave her oral sex.
Yeah, I wonder if she's nervous about this or is
anxious.
Not happy with the decision to engage in this activity.
Maybe, Jesse, feeding her too many wine coolers before that?
Yeah.
What happened to me?
She drinks?
No, she doesn't drink.
No.
I was just kidding.
So, have you asked her if she masturbates?
No.
Ask her if she masturbates, and if she doesn't, ask her to try it and see if she vomits when she orgasms from that.
All right.
That would be a controlled experiment. I'd like to be there with a clipboard and a lab coat, but nothing else.
I'll see if I can arrange it.
Yeah, see what you can do.
Oh, yeah, Adam. You keep on saying you fly planes and everything, but what kind of planes is it? Is it remote control or radio control line?
Yeah, radio control.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what my dad does. And a couple of days ago when you were explaining how they looked, they said the mesh hat and truck driver hat and everything.
Right.
My dad is a truck driver. He flies planes.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see him down at the field.
No, we're in Texas, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, I had a harrowing experience trying to land my expensive remote control plane the other day when I was out flying it. My cell phone, which was in my breast pocket right as I was coming in for the crucial landing, started ringing, and I almost plowed into something. But don't worry, I crashed later on.
I used to stay many nights up in Portland on Friday night public access. They have like an hour and a half show devoted to model airplanes.
Oh, really?
And all they do is show them taking off and landing, and it's doing like a voiceover, you know. And
what a utopia.
Yeah, here comes Joe Smith with his, you know, 1947, you know, whatever, and oh, nice landing. They like give ratings and stuff.
Just,
but what's crazy is I actually, like, week after week, just found myself watching the show at 1 in the morning going, what am I doing?
Oh, yeah. I could get into that. They ever do any jets?
Yeah, they have some jets.
They
do the dive bombing of like the battleships and little ponds and stuff too.
Yeah, see, who says it's a kid's sport?
Boring.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Everclear's here, and we'll be back with them after this.
Hello, who is this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Easy, folks. I'm Vince.
And I'm Larry. We're the Crash Test Dummies.
We'd like to entertain you with a little song. Only one thing.
We can't sing. But we're here with someone who can with a song for the little ones. Ray?
Mr. Charles?
On the big highway of life, there's only one safe place for kids.
Backstage, baby. The bus. Not the best to drive on. Baby.
Put that booties in the backseat.
In the back,
backseat, baby.
Baby face is staying intact.
Larry, wow. Yo, Larry, maybe you should keep your day job.
Ow, that hurts.
Not as much as our day job.
You can learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the backseat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash 4 slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full length uncut. 3 for just $19.99. Need more? Take 4. 4 packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on 2 packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. 2 for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World. Featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
What you got there?
Broadway pizza.
Smells great. I haven't had Broadway pizza since I moved out of Northeast Minneapolis. Has it changed?
No way. Broadway pizza has been making the Twin Cities most delicious pizza for 50 years.
Weird.
What?
For a sec there, you sounded like a commercial.
That was nothing. Check this out. Broadway Pizza makes pizza with only fresh ingredients, homemade crust, premium toppings, and a rich tomato sauce that simmers for hours. I've been enjoying Broadway Pizza for years, and now that there are neighborhoods all over the metro, I can have it anytime I want it.
That was impressive. Is there a Broadway Pizza near me?
Oh, yeah. Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, New Brighton, Shoreview, Apple Valley, Coon Rapids, and Richfield, just to name a few. So next time I ask if you've had some lately, you have no excuse.
As long as we're talking about pizza, and that pizza you have there sure looks good.
It's the best. It's Broadway Pizza. How about you? Have some lately? Now more than ever, businesses of all sizes are desperately seeking IT professionals. They are desperate because the people applying do not have the qualifications to match the position. If you are looking for a school that will provide you with the qualifications that make you employable, it's time you called MindLeap. MindLeap has recognized what most technical training schools are not offering their students: hands-on, instructor-led classes, and a guarantee that they will become Microsoft certified. Learn in a comfortable environment where Microsoft certified technical trainers prepare each student for a career change through hands-on, project-based training using the latest in today's tools and technologies. Do you have little or no experience in computers, or are you thinking of a career change? Ask MindLeap about their A-plus certification training. This class is perfect for students with little or no computer experience and students interested in a career in computer networking. MindLeap's unique approach to learning will also provide you with many hours of hands-on training that is not commonly found at other schools. MindLeap is conveniently located at 8120 Penn Avenue South in Bloomington. Call MindLeap at 884-3167.
The 1954 Mercedes 300 SL, better known as the Gullwing, today in mint condition, $350,000. Or you could have a classic 1938 540K Special Roadster for $2 million. A StarMark certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, however, is very nicely priced and is put through an over 130-point inspection before it's offered to you. Who knows, in 20 years, it could really be worth something. StarMark certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Call 1-800-4-MERCEDES or visit www.mbusa.com.
Benefit both your house and community this summer. Ride or volunteer with the Habitat 500 Bike Ride July 16th through the 22nd. This pledge ride covers 500 miles over 7 days, with the Northerly Loop beginning and ending in Stillwater. Over 85% of the funds raised go directly toward the construction of affordable homes built through Habitat for Humanity. For more details, contact Twin Cities Habitat at 612-331-4090 or visit their website at habitat500.org. It's been said that success is only real when challenges have been overcome. Face the challenge with us.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 brings you summer movies and music in Loring Park. A series of free concerts and movie screenings. Summer movies and music takes place Monday evenings, July 10th through August 7th. It starts at 7 p.m. on the soundstage, and the movie follows at dusk. For more details or schedule information, keep tuned to Zone 105 and check out our website at zone105.com. Summer movies and music in the park. From City Pages, Old Navy, and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Yep. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It is Everclear here in studio tonight. And let's see if we can burn through a few calls. Daniel?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yep.
You keep having wet dreams?
Uh-huh.
You want to know how to control that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like once about every 3 weeks or something.
Yeah. Why is that a problem?
I don't know. It's nasty.
Corolla technique.
Huh?
Yeah. If you masturbate before you go to bed and while you're asleep, like I do, which I'm not sure I do, but I've been told I do it by cellmates, that that'll stop that. You see, let me tell you something. You want to know what a wet dream is? It's God jacking you off. God is saying, this guy's not taken care of it, I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands.
Unacceptable.
And if you do it before you go to bed, then
it's done.
God won't have to do it, and he can concentrate on other things like famine.
World peace.
And peace, yeah.
Yeah.
You understand? Instead of wasting his precious time whacking you off. How selfish, Daniel.
Get it together, Daniel. Come on. For the sake of the world.
All right.
Oh, no.
Okay. No lightning round. You got. Oh, that's just God. Yeah. You have to release yourself before you go to bed. All right.
All right.
But you sleep on some newspaper or something. Listen, I don't think it's a bad deal. Seriously, I know Drew won't answer this, but
what?
I'm going to talk to Everclear. I've had like two wet dreams in the last 14 years or something. Each one I enjoyed quite a bit.
They're both 14 years ago.
I would pay. I'd pay $200 a wet dream.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would. I'd plop that down.
I've had two.
Yeah.
In 38 years.
Yeah, and it was good, right?
I woke up pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? It's your mind and your body doing crazy things.
I could live with one every 3 weeks.
Could you?
Sure. Yeah. My maid doesn't have a heart attack.
Just a reminder that think what your maid already puts up with.
It's so humiliating. You know, I don't let my maid do my laundry because it's so funkified that I don't want her getting near that. I'll have a lawsuit on my hands, you know. I swear to Christ, I don't want her near my laundry. And she's always a little suspicious. And then it turns into a little bit of an argument sometimes. Like, she'll come in and she'll head for the hamper. And I'll be like, no, Lily, don't do that. And she'll go, no, I'll take it. No, give me the hamper. You know, it's like a little struggle breaks out because there's like hash marks and, you know, fried semen and stuff's like stuck together. And, you know, a T-shirt has many uses other than something you wear under a dress shirt for me. And a T-shirt or a gym sock will make three or four stops before it gets to the hamper in my house.
How old are you?
I swear, once it comes off of me, it becomes a paper towel until it goes back. And I'll blow my nose, I'll wipe my belly. If I spill something, I'll mop it up with that.
It looks like you need some of those Mr. Clean moist.
Yeah, I need some of those. Well,
is it like when you walk in your bedroom, does it smell like a 14-year-old boy's bedroom, like gym socks and semen?
It does in certain areas of it.
Oh, my.
And those would be the areas. Yeah, if there's a velvet rope around the closet, you don't enter. There's a large black man named Jamal who will only let you in if you're on the list. But anyway, one of my buddies happened to be over at the house when the maid swung by, and I had to step out. And don't worry, he filled her in on as to why.
No.
He couldn't.
So now
the laundry.
She knows.
Yeah, so now she knows.
No longer an argument.
No, now it's just a weird energy when she comes in, you know, like no laundry. No, I hang my head, you know. No, it's cool.
Well, which friend is this?
Right, you know, right. Yeah, of course. Fantastic.
Man.
Yeah, I know, I feel raped. Harina?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
My boyfriend, he's always pressuring me to have sex with him, and I'm afraid if I don't, he might leave me.
How old is he?
17.
Oh, well,
He needs to leave.
Yeah, why don't you let him leave?
Because I really love him.
No, but he doesn't care about you.
You don't want to have sex with him, right?
Well, I kind of don't.
No, you don't.
Well, you're not ready for it.
No, please don't compromise it. You'll regret that the rest of your life.
Yeah. You know, when you meet someone who really loves you for you, they'll wait. They'll wait till you're ready and you want to do it too.
All right, Karina?
All right. Thank you.
Please, stand strong. You will regret it.
Tell your boyfriend Everclear said to go to hell.
All right, Everclear, okay. I just wanted to say something. You guys are all.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, and they know what they're talking about, so listen to them. Ellen. Ellen?
Hi.
Hey, you're 25. What's up?
First of all, I just had to say how much I love Everclear. They're, like, my favorite band. Oh, my God.
Thank you, dear.
To have you guys say the stuff you said on your last album is so empowering. It's just amazing. I just had a question about the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that you could expect your period in 7 to 9 days, but that if it didn't show up in 21 days...
Take a pregnancy test.
Yeah, but I'm in that middle period.
Right.
It's been 2 weeks, and I'm just wondering, it's not here yet.
Well, you can certainly take a pregnancy test. Okay. 2 weeks would be accurate, but... I wouldn't say you necessarily have a period in 7 to 9 days.
What?
When does your period normally do?
Usually 12 days after ovulation.
No, your period relative to where we are now.
I'm probably 2 days late.
Mm, yeesh.
What?
She may be pregnant.
All right, we'll get a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
You want to know how to get your boyfriend to go down on you?
Yeah, we've been together for about 7 months.
Yeah.
He hasn't gone down on me.
Yeah.
Do you go down on him?
Yeah, I've gone down on him probably about 10 times.
Wow, that is unkosher.
Yeah, but I don't think that he ever has done it before.
I see. So he's a little nervous.
Yeah.
Can you spill some beer down there or something? Maybe get him heading in that direction.
I could try.
You know, I bet he's just nervous because he's inexperienced, and you should just be straight up with him and just tell him.
perhaps some educational films.
That's right. I have a bevy of those over at my house.
On the DVD or those?
Well, actually, the son of a bitch who borrowed my one that Jenna Jameson gave to me and moved to Texas just sent it back to me in the mail today. Jenna Jameson, the porn star, was in here, and she said, look, I got one of my movies out on DVD. And I said, fantastic, send it over. And I did warn her that if she brought it, I might actually tear my penis off looking at it. But, you know, it was, I had mixed feelings about it, but she said.
That's exactly what he said.
And what did she do? She sent a DVD and a sewing kit to put my penis back on. So I watched this DVD and it was great. It was great because you're going behind the scenes. I was actually watching like the craft service table and the director and all the behind the scenes. It's like a regular DVD. It's like Ron right. Jeremy narrates in German and stuff. It was huge. I watch it one day. I said, I declared this is my new technology. This is, I declared it my new girlfriend at that point. And then a buddy of mine came over and he said, oh, you got a DVD. And I was like, yeah, don't touch it. And he was like, you know, my wife's 9 months pregnant. I was like, yeah, could I borrow that, brother?
Go buy one.
I was like, and he's like, geez, it's been like 3 months and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, you can borrow, but I need it back. And I need it back soon. He's like, okay. So what's he do? He moves to Texas. This is a year ago.
Took Jenna with him?
Took Jenna with him to Austin. Anyway, I called his ass up a couple of days, a couple of weeks ago, and his mother-in-law answered the phone. And I said, listen, tell Dave, I'm not going to say what it is, but tell him he does not want me calling back. And he knows what he has in mind, and I better see it. And I got it in the mail today. Thank you very much. So
I guess that's where you're going after the show. Huh?
That's right. I have a helicopter waiting. All right, we'll take a break.
Hello. It's your radio.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hello?
Billy.
Hey, what are you up to, dude?
Been playing Electron Avenger, dude.
Cool.
Electron Avenger, nonstop, 3 days straight.
Whoa. How far'd you get, bro?
All the way.
You mean...
Yeah, I got sucked into the screen.
Whoa! So, like, where are you?
I'm inside.
You mean, like, you left your body?
Uh-huh.
So you're like...
I'm virtual, dude.
Totally cyber?
I'm a vibration.
This is deep.
I'm everywhere at all times. I'm in your nervous system. Billy, I am your pulse.
Wow. So, like, when did this happen?
This morning, after breakfast.
Breakfast? You don't do breakfast.
Yeah, I've been eating this Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch.
No, you never eat breakfast.
Yeah, man, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, it's pretty good.
But that's, like, impossible.
You better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal. Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on two unforgettable CDs. It's the best of club mix from KTEL Coldfront. With number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 nonstop hits. The best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Don't waste my time, baby.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest the gum and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest the mountain and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest the gum is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest the mountain is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest powerful mint gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest powerful mint gum, because some like it cold.
Are you one of 17 million Americans who suffer from asthma? Then the following information can be important to you. Asthma is a chronic lung disease that may affect you or someone you know. Since 1985, Clinical Research Institute in Minneapolis has been conducting research studies to better understand asthma and its treatments.
Clinical Research Institute is currently looking for volunteers with asthma to participate in an asthma research study. You must be age 18 to 65, a non-smoker in good health, and have a history of asthma. Qualified volunteers receive study-related testing and medication at no cost, validated parking, and payment of up to $480. Consider this opportunity to learn more about your asthma and asthma treatments. Call Clinical Research Institute today at 612-333-2200 and press 5. That's 612-333-2200 and press 5, or visit the website at www.clin/research.com.
The July sales spectacular is going strong at Wilkins Toyota. During this special event, Wilkins is offering incredible savings packages on every vehicle in stock. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, there are unbelievable deals and an excellent selection waiting for you. At Wilkins, 2,000 Camrys, well-equipped with automatic, full power, AM/FM cassette, and more are only $16,995. But you must hurry. Only a handful remain. And during July, Wilkins Toyota has sale priced their entire inventory of remaining 2,000, including the all-new Sienna vans, fully equipped 4Runners, Rams, and the all-new Tundra trucks. They're waiting for you at Wilkins Toyota with savings of up to $3,500. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payment for 90 days and absolutely zero down. We even have a great selection of late model pre-owned vehicles to choose from. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 and South Robert at 494.
Visit the Army Reserve job bank at www.go